USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Ms. Cheney's resounding primary defeat marks the end of an era for the Republican Party as well as her own family legacy. The most high-profile political casualty yet, the fall of the three-term congresswoman who has declared it her mission to ensure Donald Trump never returns to the Oval Office, was vividly foreshadowed earlier this year on the first anniversary of the January 6th attack on the Capitol. As the House convened for a moment of silence, Cheney, who is leading the investigation into the insurrection as vice chair of the 1-6 committee, and her father, former Vice President Dick Cheney, stood almost alone on the Republican side of the House floor. Governor Doug Ducey, Republican from Arizona, on Tuesday signed into law HB 2853, providing every Arizona family with an annual $7,000 per child to put toward education, including for private schooling and homeschooling. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Forecasters warn this week that a large swath of California's interior will experience dangerously high temperatures. The California Independent System Operator is calling for voluntary electricity conservation from 4 to 9 p.m. Antoine Melkonian knows what that personally means for him.
Well, I guess don't charge the Tesla, right?
Meanwhile, in Michigan, the Great Lakes Water Authority has extended their boil water advisory for several communities just north of Detroit to September 3rd. Officials revealing the broken pipe responsible for the water main break suffered significant damage and will require extensive repairs. But for communities like Shelby Township, access to bottled water remains scarce as the governor's supply runs out in minutes. Shelby Township Supervisor Rick Stakathis said that they're frustrated at the wait, saying they're organized and ready to distribute the water once the governor gets them the supply.
We can use a lot more water, and I guess the governor's office is doing everything possible to get us more water, but right now we just don't have enough.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Not guilty, says the man charged with assaulting a 49ers fan outside SoFi Stadium last January before the start of a Rams home game. Ryan Cifuentes claims he was in the middle of a group of San Francisco fans that got punched first. In the end, one Niners fan suffered brain damage and was in a coma but has since recovered. A member of Donald Trump's legal team questions the legality of last week's raid.
President Trump attorney Christina Bob on Newsmax overnight announced the Justice Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation had no legal right for raiding President Trump's Florida home last week.
We've learned that the Department of Justice and the FBI is suddenly mum about what their intentions were and what they were looking for. If they actually had something, at the very least, they would have held a press conference, you know, resolving a lot of these questions in Americans' minds, and they haven't even done that. So I don't think they have anything.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Drunk driving and excessive speed have led to a steady increase in traffic fatalities since the start of the COVID pandemic, and the statistics continue to get worse. Traffic deaths in 2022 are running at least 7% higher than last year and at the highest rate in two decades. Starting now through Labor Day, safety officials are launching their annual Drive Sober campaign and increasing law enforcement to try and cut down on impaired driving. Megan Carter lost her twin brother in a drunk driving crash when they were 19. Now, with Mothers Against Drunk Driving, she's working to create a future with no more victims.